And it really comes down to the fact that we always hear and people talk in the media all the time about local government and how that is really where the real change and work comes from. And that's something that I am extremely dedicated to be a part of. I want to make life easier for everyone, regardless if you vote for me or not, because I think that's just the good, decent thing to do. And I think we're missing that from not just obviously our federal politics, but I think we're missing that locally here. We don't have politicians that open up and talk to us and kind of explain what's going on, because most times people don't even know who is on the county board, let alone what we're doing. And so I think first and foremost, it's about bringing an awareness back now to local politics as well, and focusing on the fact that we can get stuff done here, and we can get stuff done that changes people's lives in good, positive ways and doesn't leave, a negative taste in everyone's mouth that kind of government seems to be doing anymore. There, for me, there are two major things right now. And the first is our infrastructure out here, our roads. While we're improving and we're seeing improvements done, I think that more needs to continue to be done out here. Specifically in two areas, I would love to see the back part of Ridge Road out here behind Matherville redone, reconstructed, updated, repaired in some sort of way, whether it's done through federal, state, or local grants. But for me, I see it as a critical infrastructure point, not just for agricultural products, but everyday people who travel either to school, work, class, whatever it may be. They use this road a lot out here, and we know how bad it is out here as well. The other thing is Ridge Road on the back end of Sherrard leading us up into Milan. That also is in dire need of repairs as well. And so those are two major infrastructure points that I would really like to see updated and redone, because at the end of the day, this then falls onto us and out-of-pocket costs on our cars and repairs that I don't think most people are in a position to be able to afford right now. And that's something that, again, coming back to the point that I just want to make everything much easier for your life and your wallet and your paycheck right now, because it's extremely tough right now for middle class and hardworking families to get by. And then the other thing that has been brought to my awareness as well is that we have many older residents out here who rely on the Project Now transportation bus that is contracted out through Rock Island County. And currently, that's not really, they're not upending or upholding their end of the deal. And we have a lot of residents, older residents out here that are not able to make their dialysis appointments, chemotherapy appointments, some critical healthcare access out here that we need for our older aging population. I just don't think that's right. So that's something I also want to help either renegotiate or figure out a way that, administrators are listening to the concerns of us out here. Because we are rural Illinois, because we're not in the Quad Cities, I think we kind of get passed on, or people tend to turn the other cheek towards us out here as if we don't matter. And that's something that I also want to bring a focus to, is that we still matter out here. These small towns and communities are still thriving out here. And I want to bring a spotlight to the access that people need and how we can bridge the gap there, especially out here in rural America.